And it's hard to believe, but we're just 2 days from Thanksgiving. Maybe you're in the kitchen as we speak, getting started on your cooking, or maybe you haven't even done your shopping yet. Either way, Sam Sifton, the food editor at the New York Times, has this advice for you. Take it all in stride. Everything is going to be just fine. Sam Sifton is with us now from New York. Hi, Sam.
Hey, how are you?
Great, thank you. And I really appreciated your advice in the paper the other day, which was basically Thanksgiving for all, chill out, be zen. What do you mean by that?
Well, I'm advocating a policy of radical acceptance this
okay.
year. I think we mm-hmm. too often think, oh, I'm going to put all this stress on myself. I'm going to try new things. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. This will be different. Aunt Sally won't drink this year. Mm. Aunt Sally's going to drink this year. Face it.
And crazy Uncle Bob is going to be crazy Uncle Bob. Nothing you can do
about
it.
That is correct. Don't sit them together.
Well, but part of this is also about the sort of increasing demands for separate dishes. I mean, gluten-free pie for your niece, vegan tofurkey for your brother-in-law, lamb for me because I don't even love turkey anyway. So, you know, how do you deal with that when you're the host and you're getting all these demands from different people for different menus?
Well, it used to bother me a great deal. I used to think, look, I'm going to create this Norman Rockwell tableau for mm-hmm. my table. And if you have decided in your journey in life that you are now vegan, you know, I don't know what to do. Like, and now I'm going to make something. So I'll make something special and something on the side. And there were all these like little bubbles that were created around the table where I really was trying to make everyone feel welcome.
Mm-hmm.
But no one was interacting with anyone else, at least in terms of the food. And so this year, what I wanted to do and what my colleagues and I at the Times did was to explore recipes that were vegan that would please meat eaters.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to put a vegetable in the center. So I created this recipe for these stuffed delicata squash that we stuff upright so they look, they have some of the kind of showy aspect of a full bird. And that gives that person not the feeling that, oh, that guy Sifton, he's pretty nice. He made me a little thing of groats that was sad, but at least I can eat it. He went out of his way to make something beautiful and delicious
festive.
That fits my diet or appetite. And
All
I
right.
just think, don't argue at Thanksgiving this year. Accept.
But that does put a burden on the chef to make potentially 10 times more dishes. You know, if you're having to make a huge smorgasbord for people who are lactose intolerant and people who are on a low-carb diet and all the rest of it, aren't you asking too much of the chefs?
Well, I think we can also share the burden a little bit. There's a huge movement in the United States toward this notion of Friendsgiving, which is often a kind of potluck affair. And I think that we have much to learn from those gatherings and those feasts. And one of the things is it's possible to have a potluck that is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And a group of considered chefs and cooks or just people who like to spend time in the kitchen can create great dishes that hit a lot of these different notes and work well together. And I realize, you know, shameless plugs are not part of the NPR world, but like I do believe our nytcooking.com site does a pretty good job of helping people assemble that kind of a menu and then parse it out over a bunch of different kitchens to get it done in time for the feast.
All right, well, let's talk about that. The New York Times Online has this incredibly elaborate, interactive Thanksgiving menu planner tool. I'm looking at it, and it's so much more elaborate than just putting into a search button, you know, turkey or pie. It's actually asking you how many people are coming, how omnivorous are your guests, what kind of a meal do you envision, and when will you begin cooking? And, of course, I put my little tab right here at the last minute button.
Right. Pin it over to the right.
I'm pinning it far over to the right. But you've
I think we should talk about that just for a second, because a lot of people feel guilty about that they're going to start on Thursday morning. I see nothing wrong with starting on Thursday morning. Indeed, I've cooked many successful Thanksgiving feasts beginning early in the morning or even mid-morning on Thursday. And it works. It's okay. We're trying to minimize kind of guilt and self-hatred and all these things that can really plague us on a day when we should be happy.
Please
and
forgive us.
One of the
us.
Things you, yes. you got to let yourself off the hook. Be thankful that you got the day off to cook, perhaps. It's really important to do that. We have tons of recipes you can knock out on the day itself. And I think everybody who does that should feel secure in doing so that he or she's doing the right thing.
Well, I see on your page that you have all sorts of staple how-tos, how to roast a turkey, how to make potatoes, how to make gravy, and more than 17,000 recipes. I hope there aren't too many people with OCD out there who are looking at every single one of them, but there are more than 1,000 filed under Thanksgiving. And I was struck that one of the recipes up there was a Craig Claiborne classic, which must date back to the 1960s or something, about how to roast turkey. And I thought, how many ways are there to roast turkey? I mean, how complicated is it?
It's not complicated at all. It's the job of the food media to tell you that it's complicated and to come back each year with a new and different way of roasting the turkey with a tamarind glaze or in a bag.
That sounds
or
pretty
this
good.
Or that. But folks, it's just a big chicken. You've done it before. There's no mystery to it. You only need to know that when that internal temperature gets to 164 or so, it's time to get it out of the oven. It'll warm up a little bit more as it rests, and it won't be overdone, and everything's going to be fine.
And hopefully it will not be dry, which is the biggest no-no on Thanksgiving. Dry turkey, yuck. But I'm wondering, how has the typical American Thanksgiving table changed and evolved over the years?
It's constantly changing. It's been changing since 1621, and I think that's great. It's a magical thing when a family welcomes a new family member in the form of a daughter-in-law or son-in-law, and that person brings with him or her the food of his family's homeland, and that changes what was a traditional meal. But we have seen a big spike in interest in vegan Thanksgiving dishes for this year in particular. It's the largest kind of single-issue spike I've seen, more than gluten-free. And that's kind of fascinating.
And are you seeing, along with the trend towards vegan Thanksgiving, are you also seeing sort of ethnic overlay? Are there new groups coming in that are bringing in special dishes that are becoming Thanksgiving staples?
Well, as I say, I think that happens in every American family as it comes to America and as it blends into America and changes America itself. There's a recipe on the site that I have for a mojo marinated turkey that is a kind of suggestive of the flavors of Cuba. It, of course, came to the U.S. from Cuba, and you see it in South Florida in some homes, and you see it in the northeastern United States in some homes like mine, and I don't have a spot of Cuban blood in me. It's still an American recipe, and it's still a fantastic one.
Well, how do you do it? Give us one or two of your old standards that are always on your Thanksgiving table and a favorite new dish that you're going to debut this year.
Well, I love to have mashed potatoes, and I like those mashed potatoes to be, I say this facetiously, but maybe not really. I like it to have about equal parts potato and butter.
Yum!
And then a floater of cream on there and plenty of salt.
I'm coming to your house for Thanksgiving.
So it's always a good thing to have the mashed potatoes in my mind. Likewise, there's a cornbread dressing that a buddy of mine has made for years and years and years, and it's always on our table, and I would feel bereft without seeing it. I, however, am really excited to serve these giant stuffed delicata squash alongside the turkey this year.
And as you say, it's a way to make people feel special who are not necessarily eating meat. So it's a way to make their
Correct.
Dish seem like a main dish, too. All right, last question. What about the people who might be cooking their very first Thanksgiving dinner this year? What is your advice for them? Because I bet there are some of them out there who are pretty nervous right now.
Oh, I'm sure they're nervous. I kind of wish I was with them to help. It's not my message, though, is you don't need me to help. It's really quite simple. The basics are you're going to cook the smallest turkey you can get away with. You're going to cook some potatoes. You're going to cook something green, maybe something orange if you're feeling good. Mm-hmm. Let's get some cranberry sauce on the table, a little bit of gravy. All the instructions for doing that are on the site of the New York Times, and we can help you through it. And it really is going to work. I mean, if you start at 9 a.m., you could start at 11 a.m., but if you start at 9 a.m. on Thanksgiving morning with a basket of supplies in front of you and some basic recipes from the Times, you're going to be eating like a great, giant, delicious feast by 3, and it's going to be fantastic.
Mm, my mouth is watering as I'm listening to this.
Me too. I'm getting ready for it now.
I'm getting excited. All right, salad or no salad?
No salad. You can have salad tomorrow, and you can have salad yesterday. And I just don't see a place for a tossed salad in there.
All right. Well, Thanksgiving for all. Don't sweat it. Don't stress it. A very zen Sam Sifton, the food editor at the New York Times. Sam, thank you so much, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well, and thank you for having me.